Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily / Weekly podcast. And this is for Friday, the 17th of July, 2020. And this is for all ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So let's start with the daily volume. It increased slightly to 1.86 billion, and that's up from 1.41 billion yesterday. There was 486 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's down slightly from 504 yesterday. Of the 486 stocks that were traded today in the ASX resource sector, they had an average gain of 0.55%, and that's down slightly from 0.88% yesterday. So slightly going backwards there on the average percentage gain. And again, on the 486 stocks that were traded today in the ASX resource sector, there were 179 with a gain, and that's down from 188 yesterday. There was 133 with no gain. That's down slightly from 138 yesterday, and there are 174 with a loss, and that's down slightly from 178 yesterday. So some signals there to keep a good eye on the market. Over the previous 3 days, we've seen a decline in the gains and a rise in the losses, so we'll just keep a close eye on that one over the next coming days, early next week. Let's look at the positive today, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today, and they were: at number one, we have Pursuit Minerals Limited, ASX code PUR. It had a percentage gain of 116.67% for today, so a huge congrats to holders on a nice rise in that stock. At number two, we have Aurus Minerals Limited, ASX code AUR, and it had a percentage gain of 40%. At number three, we have Jupiter Energy Limited, ASX code JPR. It had a percentage gain of 33.33% today. At number four, we have Gib River Diamonds Limited, ASX code GIB, and it had a percentage gain of 28% today. And rounding off the top five is Prairie Mining Limited, ASX code PDZ, and it had a percentage gain of 25.49% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. But just a slight caution, just look at the volumes on some of those top five best performing stocks, because they're well below a million volume for the day. So that finishes off the top five ASX resource stocks for today. Let's move on to the commodities. The best performing commodities today were gold, zinc and cobalt. So obviously gold and cobalt have been the best performing commodities now for several days, so keep an eye on those stocks. The highest traded stock today was Pursuit Minerals Limited, ASX code PUR. It was also the best performing ASX resource stock today, but also the highest traded stock today. And 52.39% of the company was traded today. So lots of activity and strong positive gains with Pursuit Minerals. The best performing project location today, there was no standout. There was good performances across the board, but no standout project location for today. Let's move on to the annual percentage staff admin spend versus project spend. And this is reflecting the annual spend of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today. And the average staff admin spend is 52% versus 48% on projects. And again, that's for the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today and their spending patterns over the last 12 months. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There were 137 ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's down slightly from 139 yesterday. The average percentage gain of the 137 stocks that use ERP is 0.91%. So the average gain is up slightly from 0.34% yesterday. Volume is also up slightly to 362 million today, and that's an increase from just over 351 million yesterday. Of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, five of them are using an ERP software solution. So we won't do an overview for the best performing stock for the daily performance today. We'll do that at the end when we complete the weekly review. So that concludes the daily overview statistics, and we'll now move on to the weekly statistics. So we're now moving on to the weekly stats and performances. And again, this is for week ending Friday, the 17th of July 2020. And we'll start with the weekly volume. It's slightly down to 7.16 billion, and that's down from 7.52 billion last week. The average volume, there was 558 ASX resource stocks traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher. The average volume per stock was just over 12.8 billion. And that's down slightly from 13.6 million last week. And sorry, that was 12.8 million, not billion. The average percentage gain for the 558 ASX resource stocks this week was 2.83% gain average. So that's a good statistic. And that's down from 4.95 last week. And let's look at the breakdown of the 558 ASX resource stocks that were traded this week. There were 220 with a gain, and that's down from 292 last week. There were 76 with no gain, and that's up from 65 last week. And there were 258 ASX resource stocks this week with a loss, and that's up significantly from 195 last week. So let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And they were, at number one, we have Pursuit Minerals Limited, ASX code PUR, which was also the number one best performing stock on the daily result as well. And it had a percentage gain for the week of 116.67%. At a very close number two is Malachite Resources Limited, ASX code MAR. It had a percentage gain of 116% this week. At number three, we have Australian Mines Limited, ASX code AUZ. It had a percentage gain of 77.78% this week. At number four, we have Jupiter Energy Limited, ASX code JPR. It had a percentage gain of 53.85% this week. And rounding off the top five, at number five is Renew Energy Limited, ASX code RNE. And it had a percentage gain of 52.94% today, this week. So that rounds off the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And congrats to all holders of those top five stocks. Particularly the number one best performing stock in Pursuit Minerals, a great result for shareholders and the company. Let's move on to the best performing commodities for this week, and they were gold, cobalt, lithium and copper. The highest stock traded this week was, no surprise, was Pursuit Minerals Limited, ASX code PUR, and 52.39% of the company was traded this week. And as far as project locations, there was no standout project location for this week, as there are a number of them performing well. Let's look at the top 20 and reflect the percentage of staff admin versus project spend for the last 12 months. And the average is 56.53% spent on staff admin, leaving the remainder, which is approximately 43% spent on projects. So that reflects the top 20 where they're spending money over the last 12 months. Let's look at the ERP statistics for this week. There were 147 stocks traded this week in the ASX resource sector that use an ERP software solution. Of that, the average gain was 0.38%, and that's down from last week of 3.72%. The volume is just over 2 billion, and that's down slightly from 2.1 billion last week. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, three of them are using an ERP software solution. So that concludes the weekly statistics, but we will finish off with the overview of the best performing stock for the week, which was Pursuit Minerals Limited, ASX code PUR. And let's start by looking at their projects. They have a number of projects in both exploration and advanced. Advanced means, you know, in a feasibility, some type of feasibility study, like a PFS or scoping study. Their predominant commodity is vanadium, and they have their projects are located throughout Australia, Finland, and Sweden. And over the last 12 months, they've spent just over $770,000 on staff admin, on projects, and just over $1 million on staff admin. That equates to 56.93% over the last 12 months spent on staff admin, leaving close to 43% spent on projects over the last 12 months. So let's look at the money in the bank at the moment. They currently have just under $600,000, and that's excluding any current or up-and-coming capital raises. Let's look at their market cap is currently sitting at just over $4.5 million. They have just over 353 million shares on offer. And let's look at the performance of their share price this year. It started at the beginning of the year at 0.06 of a cent. It's now 1.3 cents, so just more than doubled slightly, more than 100% gain in 2020 to date. Let's look at their shareholding, and we'll start with the directors. Between the directors and the top 20 shareholders, they own in excess of, let me just make sure I get the percentage right here, between them, just over 46% of the company. So that's a pretty good top 20 shareholding. So that concludes the overview of Pursuit Minerals Limited. Congrats to any holders of that stock on its recent daily and weekly strong gains. All right, that concludes our MacCorp podcast for the daily weekly today. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And if there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening. Good evening and have a great weekend.